Well, he'd have tore me up. I mean, they didn't play with you. They took a strap to you. And next time you respected these old colored people. And but now then, the colored people don't want you to call them old aunt or uncle. They resent that. I don't know why, because it was done in respect. As far as my daddy, that was my his way of making me respect these old colored people. And it wasn't nothing that these old colored people wouldn't have done for me. I mean, when I was a kid, they'd took me and washed my clothes, or even give me a bath. This old Aunt Mary, but and it was done when you say uncle or aunt. Why, that was a way you respected them, and you didn't dare not to respect them.
What, Aunt Mary was the midwife? Aunt Fanny was the midwife.
Yeah, Aunt Fanny was a midwife, and now that's another thing. She had a boy who was just about my age. Him and I was about the same age, and her husband was, we call him Uncle Rufus. His name was Rufus. Rufus, and we call him, kids all call him Uncle Rufus, and I go to their house, I mean, visit there, and I was a great big boy before I could distinguish that he wasn't a cousin of mine. See, I had cousins, and I thought that he was a cousin of mine, because we called her Aunt Fanny and him Uncle Rufus, so I was a great big boy. I can remember it, that I thought he was a cousin. But now then, and they say that the people hadn't treated the colored people right. Why they you take wasn't nothing there. Them colored people couldn't have got out of my family. I mean, if they, and that's another thing. Whenever we butchered, everybody back them days had their own cow. You had your own milk and your own butter. And some people, now we had two cows. My mom always done the milking up until us kids got big enough to help her. These old colored people, they come there, and if they wanted buttermilk, well, they got buttermilk. If they wanted sweet milk, they got sweet milk, because we had plenty. And everybody had their own cows, everybody had their own hogs, and you butchered. When every time come to butcher, you butchered your hogs, and you divided up with these old colored people. They got their part, and they'd come down and help us butcher. I can remember when I was just a boy, they'd come down there and just work like a Turk, helping butcher and grinding the sausage, and they got whatever they wanted. They took what they wanted out, and you divided.
Huh?
Yeah, we had hogs. My daddy always had. He had plenty of hogs. Of course, we've had one or two since we lived here. But up till we lived here, when I was at home before I was ever married, well, my daddy, he had plenty of hogs. He had a lot of cows, and we had horses to do our work with.
Did they ever go hunting as wild cows?
Oh yeah, there was a lot of game here then, and I can remember, I must have been 10, 12 years old, somewhere like that. We'd be out there on the farm working on a Saturday afternoon, Saturday. And I had my daddy told me and my older brother we'd be out there working on the farm, and he'd say, well,